सन्ध्यायामोदबलावकुण्डनवतीं तेजोमयीं नैष्टिकीं स्निग्धापाङ्गविलोकिनीं भगवतीं मन्दस्मितश्रीमुखीं वात्सल्यामृतवर्षिणीं सुमधुरं सङ्कीर्तनालापिनीं श्यामाङ्गीं मधुसिक्तसूक्तिम् अमृतानन्दात्मिकामीश्वरीम्। We are discussing the various namas of Tripura Sundari in Lalita Sahasranama, as explained by Hayagriva to Sage Agastya. So we have learned 15 names. So today we will learn the 5 namas from 51 till 55. So before entering into the nama, again reiterating that the goal or that which is to be achieved or attained through learning of this nama is that there is only one entity here. That one entity alone is present here. It pervades everything. So any moment we get distracted from that one entity, even if it is for gaining devotion to Devi, even if it is in order to sing the names of Devi, but still that will not lead us to the goal, that will not give us anandam, which is what we are really seeking. So the goal, the ultimate goal to be achieved through even Lalita Sahasranama is realization of that one entity which alone is really present here. So Advitiya Satyam, or that which is all only present here, that is the goal to be achieved through even Lalita Sahasranama. So how can Lalita Sahasranama make me realize that one entity? Lalita Sahasranama is not different from Vedanta. Lalita Sahasranama gives a form to that particular Brahman, Advitiya Brahman, which is spoken about in the Upanishad, in the scriptures. That's given a form for people to just contemplate or gain concentration. So getting the distracted mind to focus on Brahman with a form and with the knowledge that the form is only an illusion, it is only a temporary solution. Even as if we want to work in office, we'll have to take a temporary route, which is driving or in the car, through the car or through a bus or through walking, we'll have to take that temporary path in order to reach office. So realization of Brahman means we need contemplation, we need concentration. That is what is being achieved through the form. And mere remembrance or mere contemplation of the form is not enough for us to get realized. If we need to get realized, we need to remember that the reality behind the form is formless Brahman, one Brahman or Advitiya Satyam. That is very essential. If we forget that aspect, then there is no point in worshipping the form. We will, instead of having raga dvesham towards worldly objects, we will have raga dvesham towards Devi Bhaktas, or we will have ragam towards Devi Bhaktas and dvesham towards people who don't worship Devi, who don't accept Devi. So that is not what is to be achieved through Lalita Sahasranama. Through Lalita Sahasranama, through the namas which speak about Brahman with a form, we are trying to bring our mind from external objects, from mithya jagat, onto the Adhishthanam. And the easy way to bring our focus from Mithya Jagat to Adhishthanam is by giving or assuming a form to the Adhishthanam. That is what really happens here. So by learning the Namas, we should always try to remember that aspect. So remembering that, let's see the next 5 Namas. So the very next Nama that we are going to discuss today is Om Sarvabharana Bhushitayai Namaha. Sarvabharana Bhushita. Abharanam. Abharanam means ornaments. Bhushita means one who has, who is wearing, who is adorned with these ornaments. Sarva. Sarva means all. That means whatever ornaments we can find, whatever ornaments that we can imagine or assume, whatever ornaments are generally used in the world, all of them Devi has adorned. So Devi is wearing, Devi has all of them in her form, is what this Nama means. And so starting from kiridam till the metti in the feet or the fingers of the feet, metti or the ornament in the feet, all ornaments that are possible, that is worn by Devi. So comparing this with Amma, our beloved Amma, we can find that Devi is wearing Abharanam. Abharanam means ornaments. Ornaments means we can say in particular ornaments are gold ornaments, but with respect to Amma, in each and every part of her body, majority of the parts of her body, she is wearing Rudraksham. So in Devi Bhagavatam has a portion wherein Rudraksha Mahima is spoken about. So there it says that a person who wears Rudraksham in majority or major parts of his body, he is none other than Sadashiva. So Amma is Tripura Sundari and she is Sadashiva because she is wearing all ornaments. All the ornaments that she is wearing are made up of Rudraksham, have Rudraksham. So, but with respect to Devi, she has all Abharanam. What all Abharanam we can imagine, what all Abharanam are generally worn by women, all of them Devi is wearing. So the next Nama is Om Shivakameshwarangasthai Namaha. Shivakameshwara Ankastai Namaha. So Kameshwara means like one who is the lord of Kama, we can say, controller of Kama, we can say, and one who rules Kama. So that is Shiva. Shiva is also called as Kameshwara. Kameshwara because he has conquered all desires. He has renounced all desires. Renouncing desires is not possible just by wearing a pulitol or like wearing a deer skin and then going to the forest and then smearing basma in our body. That will not take us to the state of desirelessness. So the state without desire is the state of Atman. That means Sadashiva is one with Brahman. He is a Jivan Mukta. He is a Jnani who is always established in Brahman, and thereby he is called Kameshwara. And Shiva, who is Kameshwara, Ankastha. So Ankam means lap. And Ankastha. Kastha means tiyate or position. So Ankastha means position in the lap. That means Devi is seated on the lap of Sadashiva. That is what is the meaning here. So Devi is not only Sarvabharana Bhushita, but while sitting, she is sitting on the lap of Sadashiva. So If we look at the Tripurasundari photo, then Devi is sitting on Sadashiva, who is the Palaka or who is the Mancham. But if we really see, then Devi is sitting not on Sadashiva's face or Sadashiva's leg, but on the lap portion of Sadashiva. So that is what is mentioned here. So Devi, Shiva Kameshwara Angastha, Devi is one who is seated on the lap of Sadashiva. We'll come to the Vedantic import after learning the namas. So the next nama is Shivayai Namaha. Om Shivayai Namaha. Om Shiva. So Shiva, Shivayai Namaha means like one. We can take the direct meaning as one who is Shiva itself, one who is one with Shiva. Or we can say one who is the wife of Shiva, one who is the power of Shiva. So one who is the power of Shiva, one who is the wife of Shiva, one who is one with Shiva. So all these are different perspectives that can be taken. So Devi, Devi is the reason why Shiva Shakti. Shiva is consciousness, Shiva is Kameshwara, and Devi is Shiva's power. Shiva and Shakti cannot be different, even as power and the person owning the power cannot be different. They are not two different entities, but they are one with each other. So that is what is meant here. It's like fire. Fire and the capacity or the heating nature, heating quality. It's a power of fire and fire. So they both go hand in hand. So Vidyaranya gives a different analogy about a person and his charitram. So we have a historical person and his charitram, his history or autobiography. They both are not different, they are one. Like we cannot speak about the person without his history or charitram, and his charitram cannot be written without himself. They both are not the same exactly, they are not different as well. So from the Vyavaharika level, Devi is the power of Sadashiva, and that is why if Sadashiva has to move, Devi has to help him. How is that possible? When the power of Maya is there, there is duality, therefore Sadashiva can move. When the power is Maya is not there, then Sadashiva cannot really move. So that is what is meant here. Oh Devi, one who are really one with Sadashiva, but one who at the Vyavaharika level, one who is the power of Sadashiva. So the next nama is Om Swadhina Vallabhai Namaha. So Swadhina Vallabha. So Vallabha. Vallabha means like lover is the meaning of Vallabha. So here Devi's lover means Devi's husband Sadashiva. Swadhinam means dominating, control. So here it means that Devi or the Shakti has control over Sadashiva. Shakti has control over Shiva. She dominates over Shiva. She is the person ruling Shiva. That is the meaning in this particular nama. So what does it... Okay, we'll come to the meaning of what it really means after the last nama. So the last nama is Om Sumeru Madhya Shringastha. Om Sumeru Madhya Shringastha. Sumeru means like it is the Parvatam, Meru Parvatam. It is very famous in the scripture. So Meru Parvatam, Madhya in the middle portion, and Shringastha. Shringam means peak. Shringam means peak. So Madhya Shringam means the middle portion of the peak. So in the peak, the mountain peak, the middle of the mountain peak. Stha means again means positioned or present. That means Devi dwells, Devi is situated in the middle of Sumeru Parvatam. Of the middle of Sumeru Parvatam, peak. Oh, how is it possible that Devi sits on Sadashiva's lap, who is in Kailasam, whereas Devi is in Sumeru Parvatam? So all these are different, like at different places, at different times, in different forms, for different various different avataras, they are all positioned in different different places. So at the Vyavaharika level, we can have Devi as present everywhere, because each and every object that we see is Devi. But for the Ajnani, he needs to be told as to where he can really find or experience some of the powers of Devi. That is what is achieved, that is what is being fulfilled through these namas, where it is said, okay, Devi is present here, Devi is present there, and all. So coming to the Vedantic import of these namas, Sarva Abharana Bhushita, we have discussed this quite a lot. So all Abharanam, all ornaments adorn Devi. That means Devi is Devi is beyond all ornaments. Devi is not tainted or affected by ornaments, or limited also by ornaments, and to all ornaments are waiting to serve Devi. So if a sadhaka is able to worship Devi, he will get all ornaments. So all ornaments means anything. Even money is an ornament, fame is an ornament. So all those, a person who worships Devi, he will automatically get those, is the meaning here. Om Shivakameshu Angastha, that means Devi is seated on the lap of one who has conquered desire. That means Devi is present, Devi is attracted to a person who is beyond desires. So the way to attain Devi, the way to attract Devi, is by removing desires. So if we are able to remove desires, we become one with Sadashiva. If we are one with Sadashiva, Devi will be attracted to us. If Devi is attracted to us, then Devi is one with us, which means we will get Anandam. So that is what is called as Moksha. And Shiva itself means the Nama Shiva. As I said, the Nama Shiva can be interpreted in many ways. One is that Devi is one with Shiva, Devi is Shiva. And two is that Devi is the wife or power of Shiva. Whichever way we deal it with, Devi is not different from Shiva. That is what is meant here. The power is not different from the person. Therefore, here it means Advaitam. That means everything is Devi. So it's a way of telling, though I have told, like till now I have been, Hagriva says, till now I have given you various namas, which speak about Devi's various, the forms as beautiful, this, that, and all. In between, let me put some direct Vedantic import, so that you don't forget this concept. So that way we can interpret it. And Swadhina Vallabha, one who controls, one who dominates her lover. That means, if Shiva means the Atman, Shakti means the power. So if Devi is the power, Devi means Maya, Shiva is Atman. So if we can please Devi, we can conquer Maya. When we conquer Maya, we dominate the Atman. We dominate the Atman means we get Anandam out of the Atman. That is what is meant here. And then the last nama, Sumeru Madhya Shringastha. So Shringam itself means, like in Meru Parvatam has many qualities. Like one of the qualities of Meru Parvatam is that it is stable, it is consistent. So Devi is situated at the peak of Meru Parvatam, means Devi is present in a person who is constant, who is consistent. So a person is constant means what? His mind is free. His mind is free means what? He is ever residing in Brahman. That means Moksha. Moksha is nothing but we have to try to be in that state, in that constant state, in that state wherein, like, we don't have any turbulence, we don't have any thoughts in the mind, always contemplating that Brahma Satyam Jagan Mithya. So always steady If we are that way, then Devi is in us. If Devi is in us, then we will get Anandam, which is the real goal of learning Lalita Sahasranama. We'll continue in the next day. Namaskaram.